Could one accuse of our Lord being selfish, indeed being uncharitable, when we look at this Sunday's gospel? Because he's healed all around him, he's gone up to pray. And in the morning when the apostles find him at prayer, they ask him to come back to the town to heal more people. And yet our Lord refuses. He says, we must go on and preach the gospel to the next town. Of course, our Lord has not been selfish, and of course, our Lord has not been uncharitable. Our Lord is very much focused on his mission, on his duty. The reading about Job and the gospel reading, they remind us of this sin, the eight deadly sin they call it, the sin of acedia. And acedia is, I suppose, in one way, our Lord is showing us that we might think, and acedia can be very clever. It can creep up on us and we don't see it. A good example would be a priest whose duty, whose mission in life, first and foremost, is to pray. And that includes, of course, the Mass and the Divine Office. That's his main duty as a priest, especially a religious priest. But if good works, for instance, helping the homeless, visiting the sick, etc., take precedent, although on the face of it, it looks good, like our Lord going back to heal, indeed, it's not what the Father wants. It's not what he has called one to do. So it's careful. We have to be careful, reflect on this, on today's gospel, and indeed today's first reading, you know, with that in the back of our minds, you know, in relation to, because sometimes our responsibilities can be quite mundane. They don't excite us. We can seek out excitement, even in what, you know, our good works, to the neglect of our duty. So we pray for the Lord, pray to the Holy Spirit to guide us, to bless us, to show us if, you know, if we're off track a little bit with our duty, and to put us on back on track, and to take on our responsibilities as well, of course, as good works. Amen.